Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant City Administrator Corey Gonneau joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, one of the projects that's been talked about a lot, a recent rezoning. Now the next step is a plat to subdivide a new parcel and development of land coming to the city that should bring a lot of housing to our community, which of course has been a center and central discussion for our council. Let our listeners know about the Timberview subdivision. Again, the zoning that was recently approved by council and adopted. And then now this is really the next step to get a site plan formed and get developers on the ground.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As you mentioned, council considered a preliminary plat for the Timberview subdivision. And just to get everybody acquainted with that, that's north of Country Club Drive and Hazel Street. It's about 46 acres and 95 buildable lots. Recently, that parcel was rezoned from agriculture and residential to moderate density residential. So really what that did was pave the way for some single family homes and some duplexes. Ultimately, what the council approved last night was kind of a preliminary plat or just kind of a preliminary layout of the subdivision. So the subdivision is expected to be completed in roughly four phases. The first phase will be an extension of Country Club Drive and Hazel Street and also include a little bit of a city park. So certainly an exciting project up there. It will obviously occur in phases as infrastructure costs are certainly rising these days. The minimum lot width of some of those lots up there will be 65 feet and about 8,500 square feet. So the first phase is expected to be about 10 single family attached units and then 27 single family homes up there. So pretty exciting project, certainly will help us address or the community address some of the housing needs that still exist and that I think everybody's been aware of over the last few years. But another exciting project related to housing here in the northeast side of town.
And then one of the also other pieces is this will also allow for future, as I understand, infrastructure, potential road connections on that side of the community as well. And that's when we talk about plats, that's kind of a big purpose. It's not only map out what the sites could look like, but to also prepare for even future development and future connections and city council projects.
Yeah, in terms of development, the process is typically a rezoning application if it's necessary, a preliminary plat, which kind of lays out the lot sizes, area, and scope along with the infrastructure. And moves on to a final plat, which really allows the developer to begin the sales of the lot. So beginning phase is really important. It really gives kind of a concept of what the subdivision might look like, really provides access via roads and other infrastructure items that are required to ultimately complete the project, but really are done in phases.
Now let's talk about really the June 21st meeting coming up, a lot that was discussed during policy and planning. And let's start with budgets and employee compensation, health insurance, all the above. Right now, the cost of everything is going up, right? And based on your index that you use for raises, a little bit more of a higher than anticipated cost of living raise for city employees. And it sounds like the amended budget will be coming up and an amendment to the employee compensation as well as health premiums, which part of which were anticipated in the budgeting process are now becoming real.
Yeah, each year when we handle the budgeting process, we make an estimate at the time of increases in ECI, which is an employment cost index that the city has used since 2018 when we did our compensation study. We had budgeted for about a 2.5% increase, which was what was available at the time. The ECI provided by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics was 3.2 for March, which we've used historically. So a little bit higher than we anticipated, but certainly, as you mentioned, inflation and other, I guess, pressures have certainly caused an increase in that. So council, what they approved was just not a resolution, but a motion typically to proceed with bringing that to them for full consideration. The other thing that was considered annually is health premiums, obviously an important aspect to maintaining and retaining city employees. The proposed increase this year was 10%. The city operates on a partially self-funded plan. So the first portion is insured by Wellmark, and the city operates a cash account that pays for some of the other remaining costs. And so really a 10% increase, which is unfortunate, but we've been doing our best to mitigate some of those things through plan changes in the past. So still in a good position, and 10% was what we included in the budget after working with some of our agents. So I think we're pretty close to where we anticipated to be when we completed the budget back in March.
an ordinance was adopted now this week that establishes a city-run ambulance service. This has been a discussion we've had now for several months, really first revealed, I think, to the public during the budget process, and now has become very real to the point that at June 21st, a lot of the major pieces of legislation needed to pass will pass, and essentially by July, Pella Community Ambulance will become Pella's city ambulance service, from a nonprofit to a city-run entity. And a lot of the financial asset discussion was laid out during policy and planning after the ordinance was adopted. Where are we at with the ambulance, and what's coming up in the big meeting on June 21st to have city ambulance service?
Yeah, Andrew, you know, we've talked about this in the past a little bit. The ambulance service is just a critical service for the community. Certainly, as we've talked about, financial considerations need to be made as a majority of the billable calls are Medicare and Medicaid patients, which are reimbursed at a federal level at a much lower rate than we would expect a typical call to incur. So what the council did last night was approve the ordinance, as you mentioned, which allows us to establish them as a city department. There was much discussion last night about ambulance rates, about surrounding communities, about service areas, and then just general operations. You know, when we completed the budget back in March, the city anticipated roughly a deficit of $300,000 to support the ambulance. The rates that were proposed that the council considered and discussed last night are in a line with that annual deficit. And then certainly, you know, there was much discussion about the transition and maintaining and retaining employees and what that process looks like. So much to come up at the June 21st meeting, but certainly I think all signs point to switching from a nonprofit to a governmental entity for the Pella Community Ambulance. And certainly, like I mentioned, a critical service that continuity is critical for this in this area, this community, and areas just outside our borders. So pretty important thing. It should be a lot more action at the June 21st meeting, but I think all signs point to hopefully a smooth transition.
Once again, that was Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.